Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Thursday, April 7th. Great to have you with me here. We've got the border crisis completely overwhelming the Democrat media's ability to come up with some excuse for it. You've got Governor Abbott of Texas planning to have buses dropping illegals off in the Capitol. What will this actually do? I'll break that one down for you in just a moment here. Plus, you have CBS News saying that they have learned more than 150 financial transactions involving Hunter or James Biden doing shady stuff in the financial world. Global Business Affairs were flagged by U.S. banks for further review, including large wire transfers. Oh, the Biden crime family. It's just so fascinating to watch this finally all come together. We will discuss. Have you ever wanted to invest in real estate, but you knew you had no idea how to do it? That was me till a few years ago. I met my friends at Done For Your Real Estate. I sat down with the founders in a conference room, and I said, hey, guys, tell me what you do. And they explained it. And they're thinking, maybe there'll be advertisers on my show. We're having that initial meeting. At that first meeting, I said, I don't just want you guys as advertisers. I actually want to be a client. And I became one. I invested in real estate by buying single family home in a growth market. And Done For You Real Estate helped me pick the house, pick the market, and took me through every step. And I've had phenomenal results already. And we're only talking about a few years here. Phenomenal results. I've bought several houses with Done For You Real Estate, and I'm holding because I want to grow that equity over time, and I want to have that cash flow coming in for decades to come. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this whole process works. That's doneforyoubuck.com. One more time, doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey today. Trust me, it's amazing what they'll show you, what they'll take you through. I've had phenomenal success with Done For You Real Estate. All right, my friends, now let's talk about immigration for a second here. Governor Abbott has announced that he will be sending illegals to the U.S. Capitol. This was the big headline this morning. Please play the governor's announcement for me.
To help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Now, at some level, let's just be clear. I'm always going to be honest with you. I like the messaging here, but this is a political stunt. They're still going to be in the U.S. interior, and they have to volunteer to get on the buses. This is not using some detainment authority and then moving people. This is, hey, we've lined up buses for you. We're taking you straight to Washington, D.C. Do you want to hop on? So given that reality, that means that how many people are actually going to do this? I don't know. How many of these illegals are really going to put themselves in that on those buses and then get dropped off in D.C.? But it does make the point here. And Ted Cruz also followed up with it in a tweet where he said that he believes that there should be buses dropping people off in a whole range of places. Fancy places where Democrats love to be. Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Palo Alto, Greenwich, Connecticut, Scarsdale, New York, Newport, Rhode Island, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I think that's where Biden's multi-million dollar beachfront home is. So, yeah, drop off the illegal aliens in neighborhoods and places where Democrats like to summer. To summer as a verb, of course. Now, the messaging here is absolutely correct. The ultra-rich elite libs know that it's not going to affect their kids' schools because they send them to fancy private schools. It's not going to affect their health care because they don't go to the ER or to free clinics for their health care. They pay doctors, probably have concierge doctors lined up. You think Nancy Pelosi goes to a waiting room somewhere and sits there for an hour, two, three, four, like you and I have had to? No. No, Nancy Pelosi has her staff call a MD who went to an Ivy League school to tend to her. By the way, Nancy Pelosi just tested positive for COVID. Entirely asymptomatic, her staff says. I guess, though, I mean, she did get COVID anyway, so you have to wonder, maybe she just should have gotten that fifth shot even faster. I'm sure she's boosted, probably double boosted. And fortunately for her, she will now have natural immunity, which is actually more durable, as we know, even though they lied about that for over a year. But I don't want to get too deep into the COVID situation right now. Here's what's going to happen at the border. They are going to kick this thing wide open and they're going to try to hide it from you. And the best way to hide it is to make the entry of illegals seamless. This is going to be happening all along the Texas border where illegals come in. They're going to be told there's an alternative to detention. That's the way the Border Patrol refers to the process. Not even given a notice to appear in court necessarily, because there won't even be time to go through that initial stage. They'll just be told, hey, we're letting you in. And please show up and turn your, and I've talked to Border Patrol about this. So this is not, I'm not theorizing here. This is what Border Patrol agents think is going to happen. And they've been doing this for a long time. I mean, they know how this is going to go. They're going to say, please turn yourself into an immigration authority and get in the system at some point. And guess what? That's actually not going to happen. Fat chance of that one. They will be given a phone. That's right. They'll be given a free phone so that they can be checked in with. Here is Jen Psaki saying, yep, that's what happens. Here she is telling you exactly where your taxpayer dollars are going on this.
On immigration, our team in Texas is saying that you guys are starting to give smartphones to border crossers, hoping that they'll use the phones to check in or to be tracked. Which part of that is supposed to deter people from crossing illegally into the states?
Well, I think you of all people, since you've asked me a range of questions on this topic over time, would recognize that we need to take steps to ensure that we know where individuals are and we can track and we can check in with them.
Ah, yes, I'm sure that the government bureaucrats who are checking in with the illegals are going to do a really thorough and excellent job. And the illegals are going to pick up the phone they were given when it's a number they don't recognize and say, yes, of course, I will show up to the asylum officer meeting or the asylum court. Yes, of course, I will check in with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. See you tomorrow. Sure, they will. This is how laughable the process has actually become. I mean, it's not a laughing matter, but it's absurd what they've done. And here we are, friends, watching this in real time. They're not trying to deter illegal immigrants from coming into the country. They're trying to make it seem like They are still. The Democrats want to make it seem like they're still upholding the rule of law at some level, but that is not what is going on. They're creating as many loopholes as possible. Their problem is not with illegal immigration. Their problem is with the American people overall knowing about the extent of the illegal immigration. That is the difference here. That is the reality of what makes them concerned. And you're going to have, I mean, this is all the estimates from the Department of Homeland Security. This is from the Biden government bureaucracy itself. You're going to have, right now you've got 8,000 apprehensions a day. 8,000 people a day are crossing the border saying, hey, here I am. They're being apprehended. I mean, arrested essentially, but it's not, you know, they're not tackling people and throwing the cuffs on them because they're surrendering themselves. They're not even trying to get away most of the time. They're saying, yeah, here I am. I mean, some of them are trying to get away. It depends. And then you have gotaways in huge numbers. We don't even know. They estimate the gotaways in the hundreds of thousands over the last 6 months. I've spoken to Border Patrol folks who say that if the official number is 300,000 or 400,000 gotaways, it probably doubles that in reality because there are so many sectors of the border without any actual manpower deployed to them because they're doing the what they call humanitarian part of the mission, which is a real, obviously an important part of the mission too, making sure people are safe, taking them to the hospital. If there are kids, they're dehydrated, they got to get them IV fluids or whatever. I mean, that's what Border Patrol, frontline Border Patrol officers are doing. But when they get taken off the line to make sure that a 12-year-old, you know, who has measles is getting the right, you know, care or whatever, they're not there to stop the importation of fentanyl into the country. And then I've seen this in real time. I sat there, night vision goggles on with Texas National Guard, watching as cartels would move the migrants on one series of rafts. And then as soon as they're picked up and all of the resources are processing and bring them in a mile down the river, they'll just see it. They'll pick it up on the sensors. Yep. They just ran through a go-fast boat, basically. And with guys meeting somebody with a pickup truck, they all have backpacks full of fentanyl. That's how they do it. Think of how much money is at stake here for them. I mean, this is big business for the cartels, and the smuggling is big business for the cartels. But how is the Biden administration handling this? Making it easier for them and hiding it from you. That's the plan. Make it easier to come to the country illegally and hide from the American people the reality of our lawless, porous, open border. That's the whole program. That's the plan for the Biden administration. They're not going to make it any better. 1 million people, they estimate, after Title 42 goes away in 6 weeks, 1 million people entering illegally. Think about that. That's in 6 weeks. Yeah. Oh, don't worry, though. Joe Biden, he's a law and order guy. You can trust Joe. You know, he's spinning the game. You know, no, not a joke, folks. I'm a guy who's going to get the stuff done. Sure he is. Does anyone really believe that anymore? He can whisper as weirdly as he wants. Doesn't make a difference. Let me tell you, if you're running a small business, you got to know who's running your HR, because if you're just handling it yourself on the side, that can cause big problems down the line. All it takes is one employee. Turn your business upside down by creating an HR issue. You could even get sued. Who knows? That's why you need Bambi, to make this stuff all clear, efficient, transparent, and taken care of. Bambi is an HR platform for businesses like yours. You can automate the most important HR practices and get your own dedicated HR manager. Bambi's HR autopilot automates your core policies, your workplace training, and employee feedback. Look, Bambi is so straightforward, so easy, and when you see the value you get from it, the price is just unbelievable. I mean, HR managers can cost up to $80,000 a year. Bambi gives you a dedicated HR manager at $99. That's right, $99 a month. There are no hidden fees, and you can cancel anytime. Think about all you have to gain here. You got nothing to lose. Go check out Bambi today. Go to Bambi.com/buck right now for your free HR audit. Bambee. That's Bambee. Bambi.com/buck. Bambi.com/BUCK. Now, I try to be always truthful in my analysis and assessments. You know, there are times when I feel like I could go a little further than I do with something, but I don't want to be misrepresenting the facts. I always want to stay within what I believe to be supportable by the evidence, by the data, and therefore what is true. So I haven't gone as all out with the groomer allegations about the left's agenda when it comes to children and the whole transgender kids at Disney and the opposition to the state law in Florida about parental rights and education. I say definitely brainwashing, grooming. Let me look at the evidence more if there's a sympathy for groomers or something along those lines, because that's a very serious allegation, right? I mean, that's which is, of course, why the left is so outraged about it. It's a serious allegation, but also somehow it hits them. You know, if somebody, you know, yelled at you, hey, you're a terrorist member of Al-Qaeda, you'd laugh. You'd say, well, no, I mean, that's so stupid, right? But if you say that the left has a sympathy for groomers, they completely freak out. They lose their minds, which is interesting, isn't it? Well, I keep seeing more and more stuff that to me is deeply concerning and shows certainly an agenda to brainwash children from the left and from the biggest institutions that a lot of Americans turn their kids over to. Schools, obviously, in the case of the state law in Florida about not talking about gender identity and transgender issues to little kids, kindergartners, first graders, second graders. But even Disney. I mean, I grew up watching Disney movies. Disney was the great American content company, right? Well, there's also Nickelodeon, a kind of newer upstart, but similar to Disney, appeals to kids too. This is just a few days ago. I hadn't seen this. Here is Nickelodeon putting out a video of a kid celebrating Transgender Day and being a trans kid.
In honor of International Transgender Day of Visibility, meet Time and Nickelodeon's 2021 Kid of the Year finalist, Rebecca Brusahoff.
Growing up in the LGBTQ+ community has given me a different perspective on how I see the world. Trans kids are so much more than their gender identity, and it's so important for people to listen to kids. I wish for a world where everyone can be lifted up and celebrated.
So today, and every day, we celebrate those who are helping others realize that everyone should be proud of what makes them who they are.
Yeah, this is now very clear, not only brainwashing, but something else, something really nefarious going on here. Children of this age, we're talking about 10, 11, 12-year-olds, they are adopting this trans ideology because it is being pushed on them as fashionable and celebratory. All right, team, more tomorrow. I'll be down in Palm Beach. Should be really fun. I'll talk to you then. Shields high.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.